You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff, it was the one-eyed one.
Well, there's one by request by the late Shep Woolley there. We had a caller in the second hour wanting to know whether or not we're going to play a little Purple People Eater tonight as we celebrate Halloween and play a little bit of the festive Halloween music, sprinkle it throughout the broadcast tonight. History of Halloween. We're going to talk about that in the last segment of this hour before we wrap it up for the evening. And I just want to say that you're listening to the Political Cesspool here on the Liberty News Radio Network. I'm your host, James Edwards. Third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast of the evening of October the 25th. We are one day away from 10 years. We've been celebrating it all month. Tomorrow is the actual birthday. We will be 10 years old tomorrow. Man, what an event last weekend in Memphis. We're going to get to a caller from New York who's been waiting patiently, but first, I want to read very quickly. I was skipping through Harry Seabrook's article, his review of the event. He was there. We read that in the last hour. Of course, Harry Seabrook, founding editor of Spirit, Water, Blood, a Christian website. He wrote this in summation: James, may the next 10 years be even better than the first. You're a great role model for all the duties you feel, most importantly, husband and father, and you've become a hero because of your bravery. Well, I appreciate Harry Seabrook saying that. He is a man I respect a great deal. I don't know about hero. Certainly my very best efforts are filthy rags compared to any legitimate hero. But we did have one in the room with us last weekend. Her name was Ingrid Zundel. She was there, and this is what Harry Seabrook writes about her, that meeting Ingrid was one of the greatest honors of his life. Ingrid remembers when she was 5 years old and the Soviets came to take away her father. She never saw him again. She went on to live under four dictatorships, Stalin, Hitler, dictatorships in Argentina and Paraguay, respectively. And then later in her life, what happened to her father happened to her husband. Now, we talk a lot about the freedoms that we see and feel slipping from our fingers. We know that there is a soft totalitarianism in place, and it's stacking up against white Christian Western civilization. But we have not suffered the likes of which Ingrid Zundel has suffered, living under those dictators, having her father taken away, having her husband taken away for the things that they believed in. That's real suffering, and that's what we are fighting to stop. That is what we are hoping to avoid here in America. Well, Ingrid was at the event last week, and she's a dear lady. I'd met her before. I know her. She actually gave speeches about her experiences in life. She was a very popular item on the lecture circuit. She said 1 year, she gave over 365 presentations on the speaker circuit. Let's play a clip and hear what she had to say about our event.
I want to say that I've done hundreds of conventions. I used to be a convention speaker on the road. There was 1 year when I did 365 meetings, but that was 30 years ago. I have seldom enjoyed myself as much as I did today and yesterday, last night. Thank you. And Being a psychologist, being a shrink, I can tell you exactly why. I have not seen a single nose ring. I have not seen a single tattoo. and I have not heard a single filthy word. I congratulate you for being who you are. You are really and truly exceptional.
That's what she had to say about our event and our people, and it was an honor to have her there. She received not one but two standing ovations, and she wasn't even a featured speaker. She came on the radio program that night. I introduced her during my opening remarks, my welcoming remarks on Friday. But to have her there was certainly a highlight, and she told all of us who were gathered there that we should be thankful that we have an opportunity to make a difference in the world. And to know that after all of the speeches that she's been to, all of the conventions and gatherings that she's been to, that ours is at the very top of her list. What an honor. But she was not only, she was far from the only impressive woman in the room there. There were many of them, and we have one on the line now, Jennifer from New York. Jennifer, thanks for being patient.
You're very welcome.
What can we do for you tonight, ma'am?
I just wanted to say it was an absolute honor to be there last weekend to meet the people that we had met, you, Keith, Eddie, Matt the Copperhead. It was just inspirational to be there and to be a part of a gathering that was so inspirational.
Well, I can tell you, whatever you felt was reciprocated, and at the very least, to the extent that you felt it, if not more, from us, to have people like you, all the way from New York. I mean, there were people that came, yourself included, obviously, a very long way to be with us in Memphis, and that was something that was not taken for granted and did not go without notice by me and all the other people you mentioned there, and we thank you so much for putting that investment towards our event.
You're very welcome, and I can't wait for the next gathering.
I'll tell you what, when it happens, and it will happen, I'm still decompressing, as you might imagine, but listen, it will happen, and when it does, I hope that you can be there again, and that we will try to do it at least as good as it was last week, because you and the others there are the ones that made that event so special. You know, if it was just me and Eddie and Keith and Sam, I mean, it would have been pretty fun to get together and talk to each other, but it was the people there that made that event so special. That event was special and spiritual and emotional and everything that it was because of the people whose presence was felt, and you were one of them, and I thank you for that.
You're very welcome, and I can't wait for the next gathering.
Well, we will keep you posted, ma'am, and enjoy the rest of the show, and thank you for calling in tonight. My goodness, everybody, all the ladies calling in tonight, I feel like a matador in Spain or something, going to fight a bull, and I'm getting all the bouquets thrown at me from these beautiful and thoughtful and well-spoken ladies. Oh, my head is swelling here on the eve of our 10th anniversary. But no, folks, I appreciate everybody. The phones have been lit up tonight, absolutely lit up on the eve of our 10th. A decade in this business. My God, where does the time go? What's the next decade going to hold? Hey, that's going to be fun to find out, and we're going to fight together, and we're going to find out together. I promise you that. We're going to take a break and continue right after this.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Ow! Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Oh!
Well, there's one from Memphis's very own Sam the Sham. Killer song, Little Red Riding Hood. I want to listen to that whole thing. I don't even want to talk for a second. I just want to play that song until it ends. But Sam the Sham lives here in Arlington, Tennessee, not far from Memphis. I saw Sam the Sham mowing his grass. Riding a lawnmower mowing the grass. He lives not far from where I do. Anyway, Eddie's still alive. Sure, obviously. I want to circle back very quickly to something Courtney said, and it's quite right. You know, we've always got to keep our head above the fray in what we do. We have more than enough enemies out there that need our attention. Once we figure out whether or not we are going to survive as a people, and once we figure out whether or not we are going to be able to maintain the rights and the freedoms that our ancestors sacrificed blood and bone in order to win for us. Once we figure out those things, once we figure out if Western civilization is going to exist another, you know, couple of hundred years from now, then we can get back to doing what we love so much, and that's fighting with one another. And I've never really engaged in that, but that's not to say that a lot of our people don't. You get that with rugged individuals. If there's one thing that I have in agreement with somebody else, I will work with them on that issue. Unfortunately, a lot of our folks won't work with someone unless they are 100% in agreement with them on 100% of the things 100% of the time. And we talked about that briefly at the conference. We've got to be above that. Eddie the Bombardier and Scoop Stanton are out tonight. Family comes first here. God, family, country. You know how it is. Eddie was actually scheduled to be in during the third hour this evening, which is his typical hour. Now, he's been missing a few third hours recently in the last month or two because he's been training for two marathons. He's going to be running next Saturday night, a week from tonight, or next Saturday morning, I should say. Eddie's going to be running in the New York Marathon, going all the way up to New York to run 20-something miles. And then a couple of weeks after that, he'll be back here in Memphis to run the St. Jude Marathon, which is 26.2 miles, back-to-back marathons. Well, Eddie's been in training for these things, and that's why he's been scarce on the show the last few weeks. Obviously, he was there with us at the anniversary celebration. He was going to be with us tonight, though, because he has been so inspired by what he witnessed last week. He said he's just burning hot on fire for the cause, as so many people have told me after leaving Memphis. But Eddie called me at about 4. I probably shouldn't say this on the radio. But Eddie called me at about 4 o'clock today. He was supposed to come in tonight to the studio for the third hour. He called me at 4 o'clock this afternoon and said he couldn't come in to the studio tonight for the third hour. He just remembered today was his wife's birthday. And so, well, I guess, you know, you've been married a long time. You get up into your 60s. Maybe birthdays don't mean as much as they used to. But Eddie is with his wife tonight, who we all got to see. I mean, I know Brenda, obviously, but she went out to eat with us and Sam Bushman a day or two before the conference. Sam and his co-host Kurt came in a few days early. Anyway, that's why Eddie's out tonight. Scoop Stanton, it's his daughter's birthday. Family comes first. They're out tonight. But we do have Matt the Copperhead, another one of our team members here, who made another, it was just like the last call, or a long trip from New York to be with us in Memphis. Matt, it's all yours, my brother. What do you want to talk about? Are you there, Copperhead? Come in, Copperhead. I'm calling the Copperhead. Well, while we wait on the Copperhead to get his bearings...
Good evening, James. How you doing, my brother? We've got Matt the Copperhead calling across the mighty Mississippi in the state of Arkansas.
I'm doing good, and Copperheads are indigenous to the South. So
that's correct, but we get around, and this particular Copperhead is nationwide.
I never know where he's going to be. One day he's in Ferguson, one day he's in New York, one day he's in Arkansas, one day he'll be in Keith's, you know, living room. You just never know with this guy. That's one of the reasons he's so special and we love him so much. I mean, what's on your mind tonight, my friend?
Well, James, I'm still pumped. I'm running like a nuclear reactor with half-lives to boot, you know? I'm still running strong over this fantastic, fantastic anniversary. And I had this epiphany and on a few things and kind of on my road trip from the Mid-South to the Midwest on the road to Evansville, and I was thinking to myself, man, I'm just so pumped at seeing people of such a great caliber and truly the elite of our stock, the forefront, the tip of the spear in our movement. And as a people in a movement could not have a better voice than the political cesspool and a family that surrounds it, that's for sure. And I got to thinking, I said, wow, if there's one way, could we parlay this into an annual event? Maybe not like on the same form as an AMRAN or CFTC, but possibly on a ball or gala to have our people come together in a little more of a polished, formal setting and definitely include the wonderful lady folk that are in our folk.
That is an idea. I'll have to get with my brain, which is Sam Bushman, the master organizer. And you know, but listen, that is an idea. I have received so many emails. As Sam will testify, I was just so calm, cool, and collected the few days before the conference. I just knew it was going to go off as great as it did, and I was just taking it all in stride. Not a worry in the world. Or something like that. But, no, in all seriousness, the pressure was on to deliver. I really felt the pressure to deliver a great event. And, you know, obviously I had no idea it was going to turn out the way it did. I was hoping for something good, something that would warrant the sacrifice that the people had made to come to Memphis and take it all in, it certainly exceeded everything I had envisioned and then some. But what you got to understand, Copperhead, and I've received a lot of emails from people who were there saying, make it annual, make it annual. We will do something. I can't commit to that yet and say, okay, yes, pack your bags, you know, next year at this time. You know, we got to get a venue. We got to set a date. There's a lot of things that needs to happen.
I understand. We'll get to that. I'm laying it on you. You know, you already been through this. I know it's highly stressful. You pulled off such a fantastic event.
Well,
maybe not an event as far as a weekend with speakers, but a one-night gala ball.
That could be done. And we've done some stuff like that before. You know, we've had some concerts before and some other things off the grid. What I was going to say, though, you know, that feeling that we had there with those people there, we only invited a little less than 500 people. And very roughly, I think, when you add the two nights together, about 100 people came. So we got about between a fourth and a fifth of all those that were invited. We didn't make this a public event. This was something just for the people who had been regular contributors to the show. Now, imagine if we had made this a public event and we had gone all in and we had had 500 people show up. Can you imagine? I mean, what I was going
to
say was...
We always got our hat out to get as many shekels as possible. And I think, you know, it's a lot easier if you do an event where people are cheerful, the libations are flowing, and all of a sudden you start to get a lot of donations and revenue also. So maybe
this is a listener-supported show. You know, we can never forget that. Without the support of our listeners, we don't have sponsors. Without the support of our listeners, we don't make it. But, you know, those people that were there were just a tiny fragment, tiny, tiny, tiny fragment of our overall listening audience. Multiply that exponentially. Do you think we would have had a better time? Well, maybe we'll find out. We got to take a break, though. Love you, Copperhead. Thanks so much, my brother.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cofcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Couple of years ago, I still remember this, the late, great Bill Roland was on for our anniversary show. I guess it was our 8th year anniversary. And we played that song, you know, because our anniversary falls right before Halloween. So normally the Saturday before Halloween is the Saturday nearest our anniversary. Halloween's on October 31st. Our anniversary's October 26th. Well, anyway, he heard that song before his segment. He said, "Yo, what are we doing?" Laughing, of course. He said, "What are we doing playing a song from the Rocky Horror Picture Show of the Political Cesspool?" And I laughed, and he ribbed me a little bit. I guess the short answer is that I like that song. At least it wasn't Sweet Transvestite, I believe I told him. Anyway, God bless Bill Roland. I know he's up there in heaven right now. We sang a song to Bill Roland. Sam Dixon led us into singing of Auld Lang Syne in honor of Bill, and I even choked up in that. A lot of people choked up over the weekend. You know, talking about the emotions. You know, you're talking about manly men, masculine, alpha men, and it was just an event that transcends a lot that you would believe you would experience. Anyway, I hope you're having fun tonight, folks. I hope you're having half as much fun as I am. And I hope you're enjoying the Halloween songs. You know, it makes for a little more festive atmosphere in what is already a festive show. Quick email that came in a couple of days ago. And this comes from Keith in Canada, who it was his idea to do this originally. He called me after the show on the 9th year anniversary about a year ago. He said, you know, on the 10th anniversary, I want to come down and sit with you when you do the show. And I told this before, and I told it last week, and I said, well, you know, if you would come all the way from Canada just to sit with me, maybe we can put together a little event and some other people would like to come. Well, the rest is history, but this is what he writes. Thank you, James. In our society, heroes are few and far between. For most people, their hero is someone who is good at hitting a ball with a bat or throwing a football to an open receiver or throwing a round ball through a hoop. In my opinion, a hero is someone who faithfully puts a greater cause above his own personal interest, like, say, someone who puts together a radio show every week for year after year, a radio show that discusses the most important topics of all, topics that have been declared taboo by the controlled media, but nonetheless topics that are absolutely crucial for the survival of Western civilization. A hero is someone who volunteers to do this and even uses some of his own money to make it happen. A hero is someone who openly defies the satanic forces who are working night and day to destroy Western culture and the people that built it. A hero doesn't hide behind a false name and use stealth to get his message out. A hero says, this is who I am and this is my message. Deal with it. One thinks of Martin Luther, the real Martin Luther, when he said, when he was threatened with torture and death for defying the Catholic Church, Martin Luther said, quote, my conscience is captive to the word of God. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. End quote. A hero is fearless, not in a reckless way, but knowing the personal risks involved and still boldly doing what needs to be done and saying what needs to be said. James, you are that hero to me, and the $100 I send in seems pretty trivial in comparison. Other than help spread the gospel throughout the world, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the other cause near and dear to my heart is a future for our people. Supporting these causes is what gets me out of bed in the morning, motivates me to work hard and smart, and gives me purpose. But, of course, I do blow plenty of money on myself as well. Godspeed, my friend. That comes from Keith in Canada. Well, again, all this hero stuff, it's hard for me to take, but I know I appreciate, God knows I appreciate it. I mean, these are men that I look up to. You know, this is the guy I look up to. But thank you so much for that email and for coming up with the idea and for everything, just for everything. One of my heroes, if we're going to be allocating the word, is Sam Bushman. And Sam Bushman has stood by this show for 5 years, and I've had the opportunity, of course, to spend time with Sam on a couple of occasions, but never more so than I did in the past week. He came in a couple of days early, and I loved that time he spent with my wife. I loved the time he spent with my family. We had a great time before the event started and during the event and after the event. And Sam's with us now. He's, of course, manning the operation there at the network headquarters in Utah while I sit at our flagship station here in Memphis. We are connected. He's engineering the show out there near the Rocky Mountains. Sam, you were here in Memphis. You got to meet these people. And so oftentimes, you know, I love how these people are just like me and just like you. They don't separate their faith from their politics, so many of them. And you got to meet a nice representative sampling of the audience of the political cesspool. Did it meet, exceed, fall below your expectations? Did they live up to the billing of the SPLC? What was your take on finally meeting the people that listen to this show? Not just yours truly. Obviously, we know each other. But I'm talking about the listeners.
I'm just going to say four words to sum up my comments on them, James. Salt of the earth. And I'm just telling you, they're some of the best people ever. They're genuine. They're kind. They're selfless. They're supportive. And I don't look at them as fans. I know that's what some people like to call it if you're, you know, a talk show host or somebody that has some kind of a minimal celebrity status. Rather than fans, I call them friends, James. So salt of the earth friends is what I'm going to say.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Friends, family, they are all that and more. It seems as though once the event started that Friday night, especially after your speech, which was a great keynote on Friday night, wrapping up the first night of the festivities, it seems as though we were both pulled in 100 different directions. A lot of people there, a lot going on. You got a chance. Did a lot of people get the opportunity to come and meet you and introduce themselves to you? And what were those exchanges like?
You know what? I talked to several people, and some people came and they expressed gratitude. They said they were shocked about some of the things that the different talk show hosts were actually doing and saying. You know, you hear people say one thing and do another. And people brought up that they were shocked about who those people really were. And I said, listen, they're not awful people. They're just forced to live for and follow the man. In other words, when you agree to these big contracts as a talk show host, you're controlled. The Velvet Hammer controls you. And so these people aren't necessarily evil people. They're just controlled people. And if they decide not to be controlled, their paycheck, their fame, their fortune, is gone. And Michael Savage even admitted that in one of the sound bites that I played. And so people were shocked. People were appreciative. People were grateful for, you know, they came up and said, I'm sure grateful that you helped James stay on the radio because you two are for real. You know, that kind of viewpoint was the general comment of shock that those hosts were that way, appreciation that we tell the truth, gratitude for the work that we do, support for everything that we do. And even Mrs. Indel came to me and basically said, you know what? I'm grateful for real people such as James and yourself and many others. And so when I get a compliment from somebody like that, I just think, you know what? What we're doing is important, and I start to get full of gratitude, and then grown men like me start to cry, and it gets bad fast.
Hey, I saw more men cry never before at a place other than a funeral have I seen more grown men cry than we saw there. But tears of joy, I think, and tears of satisfaction and of all good feelings. And, you know, again, I want to...
And it's
to,
also tears recognizing the sacrifices that people have made for our beliefs and for who we are and what we stand for, right?
Well, that's right. And you know, the feeling of community, knowing it goes without saying that not everybody, even in that room where people are so close, agree on everything, but that they are coming together and putting aside any differences they may have, and not that any differences were highlighted. Obviously, if they do exist, they're few and far between, and it wasn't anything that brought up. But, you know, it's a mature, grounded look at citizenship and responsibility and duty, that they came there and they were part of something bigger, and that they know that the odds are great, but they're going to fight together and stand together no matter what. And, well, I guess I'm rambling now, but
you know what? One person told me,
James,
one person came up to me and they said, Sam, your speech was good. They said, you know what? James's speech was better. But you know what was even better? Dixie. And I thought it was fantastic.
I'd like to take issue with anyone who said my speech was better than yours. That was certainly not the case. But we're going to play Dixie when we come back. I just wanted to bring you on, my friend, my brother, to thank you so very much for everything you do and have done and will continue to do for this show. We love you. My family loves you. You are my family.
Tell Isabel hi, and we're awaiting your little one, my friend.
We'll be sending you pictures on Monday.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
That is the one and only Johnny Rivers, ladies and gentlemen, a man that I have seen in concert many, many times. Got a couple of pictures with Johnny here in the studio hanging. Very nice guy. Well, listen, I want to play for you now what was probably the most memorable moment of a weekend that was full of them. It was our group singing of Dixie, aided by our maestro who did such a great job. The music of our piano player really just added so much depth and energy and atmosphere to the event. Let's listen to us one more time singing Dixie, and then we're going to wrap up the show tonight.
All right, so what I want is I want Maestro to put it in a key we can handle. We're going to start singing. We're going to sing the first verse, the chorus, second verse, war chorus. Just try to follow the. Just follow along if you can. Hey, give us a hands up if you can, Maestro, when you're ready for us to start singing, and play it as loud as you can. Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away. I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixieland I'll take my stand to live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Southern men the thunders mutter, northern flags and south winds flutter. Two arms, two arms. Two arms in Dixie. Send them back your fierce defiance. Stamp upon the cursed alliance. Two arms, two arms, two arms in Dixie. Advance the flag of Dixie. Hooray, hooray. For Dixie's land we take our stand and live and die for Dixie. Two arms, two arms, and conquer peace for Dixie. Two arms, two arms, and conquer peace for Dixie. Fear no danger, shun no labor, lift up pride of pike and save her. Two arms, two arms, two arms in Dixie. Shoulder pressing close to shoulder, let the odds make each heart colder. Two arms, two arms, two arms in Dixie. And fence the flag of Dixie. Hooray, hooray. Swear upon your country's altar never to submit or falter. Two arms, two arms, two arms in Dixie. Till the spoilers are defeated, till the Lord's work is completed. Two arms, two arms, two arms in Dixie. And bends the flag of Dixie. Hooray, hooray. For Dixie's land will take our stand, live and die in Dixie. We might be the only radio show in the country that did that tonight.
I guarantee you we
are. How about that, everybody?
Folks, I'll probably listen to that. I'll probably listen to that 20 times on the archive after the fact, and it gave me chills like I'd heard it for the first time listening to it right now. And you don't know, you really can't pick up how loud it really was in that room when everybody was singing. You know, the only way you were able to hear, of course, I was singing there on the mic, and then I'd hold the mic out to kind of pick up the room. I was basically just holding my broadcast mic out. I mean, if we had had mics around the room like you know should have been done for a group singing, you would have really got the full effect. But even hearing it, you just would have had to have been there to have felt the chills and the hair standing on end. It was just one of those moments that I don't think anybody in that room will soon forget. Folks, we're going to depart now and remind you that Halloween isn't just costumes and candy. It's a European cultural holiday rich in tradition. And we're going to take a quick listen here to a three-minute clip that's going to give you just a sketch review on the history of Halloween.
From communion with the dead to pumpkins and pranks, Halloween is a patchwork holiday stitched together with cultural, religious, and occult traditions that span centuries. It all began with the Celts, a people whose culture had spread across Europe more than 2,000 years ago. October 31st was the day they celebrated the end of the harvest season in a festival called Samhain. That night also marked the Celtic New Year and was considered a time between years, a magical time when the ghost of the dead walked the earth.
It was the time when the veil between death and life was supposed to be at its thinnest.
On Samhain, the villagers gathered and lit huge bonfires to drive the dead back to the spirit world and keep them away from the living. But as the Catholic Church's influence grew in Europe, it frowned on the pagan rituals like Samhain. In the 7th century, the Vatican began to merge it with a church-sanctioned holiday. So November 1st was designated All Saints' Day to honor martyrs and the deceased faithful.
Both of these holidays had to do with the afterlife and about survival after death. It was a calculated move on the part of the church to bring more people into the fold.
All Saints' Day was known then as Hallowmas. Hallow means holy or saintly, so the translation is roughly Mass of the Saints. The night before, October 31st, was All Hallows' Eve, which gradually morphed into Halloween. The holiday came to America with the wave of Irish immigrants during the potato famine of the 1840s. They brought several of their holiday customs with them, including bobbing for apples and playing tricks on neighbors, like removing gates from the front of houses. The young pranksters wore masks so they wouldn't be recognized. But over the years, the tradition of harmless tricks grew into outright vandalism.
Back in the 1930s, it really became a dangerous holiday. I mean, there was such hooliganism and vandalism. Trick-or-treating was originally an extortion deal. Give us candy or we'll trash your house.
Storekeepers and neighbors began giving treats or bribes to stop the tricks, and children were encouraged to travel door-to-door for treats as an alternative to troublemaking. By the late 30s, trick-or-treat became the holiday greeting.
Well, happy Halloween, everybody. Happy Halloween, everybody. It's back to business as usual next week. Business as usual, the blacks in America, black celebrities are preparing for something they call Negrogeddon, their word, not mine. If they don't get the lynch mob they want on Darren Wilson, unless he is convicted, whether or not he's innocent or not, they have promised to inflict violence upon whites and tear down more buildings. Ebola is searching for a beachhead in Texas and New York. ISIS terrorists are decapitating Americans in Syria and shooting up the Canadian Parliament. Muslims are beheading people in Oklahoma. Camp of the Saints is unfolding on the border. Homosexuals are marrying each other. I'm going to have a baby on Monday. This is the world we live in. We're going to talk about it all next week when business gets back to usual here in the political cesspool. One more song for Halloween to take us to the end of the program tonight. God bless you, everybody. I'll talk to you in November.
You say no, got some plans for the night.
cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.